back for another Short Shifts episode. 10 minutes are on the clock. Jeffrey LaVecchio, Jay Hoop, self-proclaimed role model, Mr. Zoolander, tattoo man himself. Should you choose to accept?
I accept.
Oh, okay. Nice. You're going to like this one. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. I want to talk about, and we've talked a little bit about this before, but I want to rehash this. I want to know what it means to be tough to play against. It's playoff time right now. Regular season vibes are over. Hockey's getting a little bit harder. And I want to know from you, like, both from an individual standpoint, so players maybe that you've played against or things that you've tried to do as a player that means being hard to play against, but also just from a team standpoint too. Like, what does it mean for a team to be hard to play against? And so, male model, GMBM, Jeffrey, Jehu, Tapman, proceed.
And scene. Okay. I would say, number one, when I was playing, like, teams that were hard to play against individually, guys that make you earn everything, every inch. If you're going to score, you're going to get murdered. You're going to get tattooed. You're going to get sticked. You're going to get cross-checked. They're going to make you earn every single inch you get. If you want to win a face-off, that, you know, I was a left winger most of my career. That guy next to me, their right winger, is stick under my stick. He's, you know, not making it easy. You see so many times in the NHL now and college hockey, like, buddy-buddy guys talking during the game. F that noise. That is not hard to play against. I absolutely hate when somebody tried to be my friend on the ice. Dude, I'll talk to you after. Do not try to befriend me so I don't hit you or stick you or get out of here with that. I hate that stuff. Like, so somebody who's going to make you earn every single inch the entire night, somebody who finishes all of their checks, somebody whose stick is always on puck. From a team standpoint, teams that smother you, they take away your space and time. It is so much harder to play against teams that are all up in your business, that are all up in your grill, all up in your, you know, all up in you. Nobody wants to be a winger, and every time you turn around, the D-man is pinching and all over you every single time. And then they've got a third guy who's doing the right thing, playing the right way, backing up his D-man. So if for some reason I do chip it past that D-man, their guy is in the right spot, sticking to their systems, all for one, one for all, and they're backing up the D-man. So teams that play like a really tight system game, and that I'm not saying like they have like the most amazing forecheck or their system is better than everybody else's. It's they're all playing the same system and they're all on the same page. That is really hard to play against because the goal as an offensive player or trying to break out or get into the zone or whatever is I'm trying to find those breakdowns. I'm trying to find where somebody's not doing their job and I can expose that and create a 2-on-1 or create an overload situation, whether that's on a breakout in the neutral zone, in the offensive zone. I'm looking for those breakdowns. When you have teams that are very good within whatever system they're playing, it is so much harder to gain ground and get that little edge and get that opening to get the shot off the goal or whatever it may be.
I love that, man. I love that. And so much of what we talk about when it comes to being hard to play against is without the puck.
Mm-hmm.
It's all without the puck, right? Mm-hmm. And so you only have the puck on your stick for so long during a game. And so if you can really value work away from the puck, both offensively and defensively, for me, that's a lot. So like one of the things that I think about is, you know, we talked about it last year when I was at Michigan with Nahr, but he's obviously boys with Andrew Cogliano, both being Michigan men. And when Colorado won the cup a couple of years ago, their motto was track or die. Mm. It was track or die. And they had like shirts made on it. And like, dude, like, as a former offensive player, and for you being a former offensive player, like, there is nothing worse than when you have the puck and think you have room, and then all of the sudden there's a back checker right on you and you have zero time and space. And what also happens when there's a team that tracks really well, typically their gaps are really good too, because they're taught how to play away from the puck. And if you play against a team that has great tracks and great gaps, we're talking about defining hard to play against, for me as a player, that was the worst. Do you have anything to add to that?
Oh, I thought you froze. You froze earlier. I thought you froze. You're like, that was the worst. And okay, go on with the Borfo. Yeah, dude, 100%. Like, the whole thing is it's a cat and mouse game. It's chess, not checkers. You're trying to do one thing. The other team's trying to do the other. The goal always, and I said this on the podcast many times, you know, if you give an average player time and space, you make an average player good. If you give a good player time and space, you make a good player great, right? Right. But conversely, if you take away time and space from a great player, you make him good. If you take away time and space from a good player, you make him average. You do that for an average player, you make him a bad player. Time and space is what the game is all about. Offensively, making plays, breaking out, all these different things. We're always trying to find pockets of time and space because then you can make more informed decisions. You can make better plays. You know, again, if you take away time and space from Uncle Bobby Scott, he's going to be awful. I'm only saying that because I know he's on the live watching right now. UB, you take away time and space from UB, the guy's a bender. But if you give UB time and space, your father,
the father,
if you give the father, name that movie, time and space, he's going to be unbelievable. So taking that time and space away makes it a lot harder to play against.
I like it. Okay. I want to pivot because we only have
1:30, I think
3:30. I think we also always, when we talk about being hard to play against, we talk about it from a defensive side. I kind of want to talk about it from an offensive side too. For me, the teams that are the hardest to play against, like when they have the puck offensively, are the ones that move the puck really well.
Really,
you know,
well.
Especially like they move the puck fast, they support the puck really well, because then you can't like get into your defensive structure. You can go to try a close on somebody and then boom, all of a sudden they move the puck and then they're gone. They try and beat you up the ice or beat you to a spot. And so I feel like for me, offensively, teams that move the puck really, really well are really, really hard to play against too. Not, and that's like, people would probably fit like power play, which 100%, like teams that move the puck really well and fast on the power play are hard to play against. But I'm more even talking like five on five play when teams move it and go, like that's difficult, man.
Yeah. And you know, when I'm in the defensive zone as a winger, thinking about hard to play against when my D man is active, you know, as a winger, you're always like looking at the point, looking where the puck is. Where's the puck? Where's my guy? Where's the puck? Where's my guy? The more that D-man moves in the offensive zone and they're switching lanes and it gets crazy and it gets confusing. And now the defensive team has to talk. And that's where you're going to create your time and space to make yourselves better and make better plays and really try and confuse that defensive team. So like in my defensive zone, really hard to play against when my D is active that I'm supposed to be covering. And down low, like down below the goal line, teams that do a really good job at staying on the right side of the puck, like on puck piles and things like that, teams that don't let themselves get pinned against the boards and they're battling and they're trying to have that third guy kind of right outside the scrum. So anything that happens, he's picking up the puck. Those teams are really hard to play against. It's all about details that make you hard to play against.
Yeah. And then the last one that I want to add to, and this is for you, but a lot of the defensemen are probably going to shake their head yes with this, is teams that really have a commitment to a net presence in the offensive zone are so hard to play against. You know what I mean? Like if you're a defenseman and you're consistently having to win puck battles in front of the net, if you're consistently having to box out, like if you get especially like strong players, big, strong players in front of the net that are tough to move out, and have like a bit of a swagger to them in front of the net, like that's really hard to play against too.
Yeah. I mean, I talk about all the time on the podcast, like I wish I would have known how valuable playing around the front of the net was earlier in my career. I didn't start doing it till I went to Europe and it changed my career for sure. But one thing that I think that it helped a lot is it gave the skill guys on my line more time and space because me staying at the net the whole time we're in the zone. Now a D-man's got to come with me. He can't be in the corner overloading because he's in the front of the net battling with me.
Absolutely, man. Well, that does it for this one. Want to thank the people in the community watching live right now. So Dan, Bobby, Allie, Jeff, appreciate you guys. Time's up. Everybody,
share the show.